Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn West. First day of media availability for spring practice, but the first week of spring practice nearly in the books here. And Glenn, we just got out of the room. We haven't even heard Brian Kelly speak yet, but I feel like we know. We know what there is. First off, I'll start with the defense. We got to see the new coaching staff, very vocal. I don't know if you heard some of the correction, the teaching going on, but this is a staff that's very vocal. Bo Davis working very, I would say, hands-on. It's kind of what we expected.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I think that's what you kind of wanted coming into this year is, you know, a defensive staff that was going to be engaging and somewhat, you know, guys that the players could really rally around and kind of learn from and develop from. And everything that we've heard about Blake Baker, Bo Davis, Corey Raymond, I mean, a lot of people know this from Raymond's past here, but really elite developers, really talented recruiters, but really what you're seeing right now is you're going to be able to get, you know, some good development out of these guys and hopefully get the most out of a group that, you know, is probably going to come in a little bit, you know, sketchy in terms of just what to expect in terms of production and execution. You've got to have a coaching staff that's ready to handle all that stuff, and I think these guys are certainly up for the task. And look, it was 20 minutes today. You know, we're going to get these 20-minute periods a couple times a week going forward, and then we get a couple full practices. Those are the ones that you're really going to be able to dissect and really look at hard with this group. But good first start, good first day.
Also, Kevin Peoples, very vocal with the edge rushers. And like you mentioned, the correction, the teaching, it's very aggressive, and it has to be. I mean, look, in this day and age of college football, you know that portal window is going to open, I believe, on April 15th. So 2 days after the spring game, you have to know what you have inside that building and on that 85, 87-man roster they currently have to be able to potentially make any changes if necessary post. So LSU fans can rest in that. Not a lot to take away from, you know, from the teaching and development other than the fact that it's very vocal, very aggressive, and these guys are trying to see exactly what these current guys on the roster are made of if they have to make any changes after April. So let's also talk this here. You know, it's way too early to talk depth chart, but one of the things that I saw at the safety position, two transfers in that first group, Jarden Gilbert and Austin Osberry, both transfers. Osberry from Auburn, a Baton Rouge native, and then Jarden Gilbert, obviously a Baton Rouge native, two U-High standouts, along with Major Burns. Behind him, you also saw Sage Ryan. Now, Sage Ryan was working along with Osberry as well. Those guys were kind of switching in and out of that first group. Ryan did take most of those reps, we'll say, not necessarily snaps. And it kind of fits the bill of where we sit. Did not work with the corners, Glenn. Sage Ryan, maybe he is your nickel.
I mean, they got lots of guys at corner, and it's one of those situations where those guys maybe aren't like – you got them a lot of experience last year in their first year. So guys like Toviano, Stamps, you know, Jeremiah Hughes, you're hoping those guys take that next step. But then you've also got a good bit of the freshman class that they brought in also on campus. You know, you have P.J. Woodland there who's going to be really interesting to watch at corner. But, yeah, safety, I think, you know, you're going to look at Ryan as the nickel. You're going to look at, you know, DeShawn McBride is a really interesting name, I think, to follow here over the next several weeks as well. But really it's going to come down to, I think, Gilbert and Burns and Ryan and just – you know, what that secondary group looks like and honestly how, you know, Jake Olson and Corey Raymond want to work together to piece this thing together, because as many fans know, when Corey Raymond was last here, he was handling all this. Like, he was doing safeties and corners and nickels, and now they're kind of got two guys back there to help, you know, fill up you know, the back half of the defense and how they work together and piece this this number together. I mean, you look at the numbers. I think it's 21, 22 guys they're going to have between safety and corner when they're all on campus, you know, this summer. So getting a good look at some of these guys now before the whole class gets here, I think is going to give them an upper leg and certainly give Raymond and Olsen and certainly Blake Baker a lot to think about going into the summer months.
Linebacker position, obviously the big news. Wilson Alexander reported about a week or two ago. Harold Perkins going to be one of those guys in the inside position. It was he and Greg Penn. I like that combination. If you're going to have a guy next to you, we heard last year the leadership, we got to talk to him a lot too, and that says a lot about what the team thinks about him and the staff. Greg Penn, Harold Perkins with that first group, and then the Weeks brothers behind them, and then obviously a lot of freshmen. But you got to feel good about those four guys, and if they're going to go with a two linebacker set, potentially you got more than capable guys. And just kind of your thoughts, we won't get deep into this, it could be a whole nother episode. Yeah. Harold Perkins at that inside linebacker position, this spring's huge for him.
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals where you got to believe it when you see it, I think, in terms of just on the field and in the games. But I think in terms of, like, development and in terms of somebody that you want coaching him up for that position, there's nobody better than Blake Baker. I mean, he's done it everywhere he's been, you know, whether it was at LSU a couple of years ago with Damone Clark, or Missouri the last couple of years with the Hopper, is that what his name was? Or
yes.
Shepherd, something like that, yeah. So, yeah, he's done it before. He's molded this group up before, and I think if anybody can kind of get into Perkins and get the best out of him at that position, it would be Blake Baker. But, you know, again, I think I really want to wait until – you know, you get these full practices, spring game, before you make any kind of initial judgments or initial calls on all this. I mean, we got 20 minutes of individual drills today, and that's kind of the setup of how it'll be going forward. So you like to see the instruction, the development, the engagement there. But really, I mean, it's a believe it till you see it thing with Perkins.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And me.
Yeah, this we listed out, you know, a couple days ago and last week about, you know, just players that can benefit. And look, there's a lot of young names, but Harold Perkins is one of those guys. I mean, this is the training ground. This is where you can make mistakes safely and learn about those rather than, you know, in September right behind us at Tiger Stadium. You don't want to be making as many mistakes then as you do want to do inside the practice facility. Now, offensively, I know you didn't get to see a lot. I did peer over C.J. Daniels. Looks yeah. like a legitimate SEC receiver from his build and everything. Tell us what you saw. Not a ton, I know.
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody was there. Everybody was practicing. Everybody looked to be having a good time in individual drills. And Joe Sloan was kind of working his way around the different position groups. I think that was of note because he's obviously a guy now that's going to be needed to do that. You know, yeah. He's the offensive coordinator. He's going to have to dabble in a little bit of everything and make sure all this is running as smoothly as possible. He was, of course, working with the quarterbacks towards the end of there. But, yeah, I think just quick takeaways. I mean, Kai Prian, the guy who, you know, the freshman last year that they moved over to a little bit of a defensive back towards the end of last year. He's back at receiver, working with a lot of the third group there. You saw a lot of work with C.J. Daniels and Xavion Thomas, the yep. two transfers. Those two were working together in the same grouping. The first group was actually, I believe it was Kyron Lacy, Chris Hilton, and maybe even Shelton Sampson. I can't recall, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But those three were kind of all working together. Kyle Parker was thrown in there as well at receiver. And then running back, look, you've got Caleb Jackson, you've got Josh Williams, and you've got like five walk-ons that are out there. So they've got numbers, but they're not guys that I don't think LSU is too keen on hoping will have big roles in this offense next year. So getting Josh Williams and Caleb Jackson, all the reps there, I think is – it's going to be good for those two guys just to kind of handle the majority of the workload. But I think when you look at it, you've got to think maybe they got to add somebody else here in the portal, just in case of anything. Even when Caden Durham goes get here, I think you got to have a little bit more than just three or four guys.
And once again, Glenn, we don't want to get too far into it. We'll do some pieces on maybe some potential portal needs as we get deeper into spring practice. But you kind of start to think Caden Durham comes in 4 years of eligibility. Caleb Jackson, he's going to have multiple years. Josh Williams, his last season. It's an interesting flux with what's happening in that next 2025 class. You have to find the right fit and a guy that understands it's not going to be a feature back role, but in the SEC, you kind of have to have more than one or two backs.
Exactly. I mean, look, 2 years ago, this was an injury-riddled group, and by the end of the season 2 years ago, I mean, they were really leaning heavily on guys that aren't even here anymore. Like, I mean, they really were running low on bodies, and last year you didn't have that problem. You had probably a little bit of an overcorrection last year with eight scholarship guys on the roster. But this year, I think you got to find that happy medium. You know, yeah. 4, 5, maybe 6, and you know, they're you know, right at 2 right now. So, I mean, you got to add something else. But, you know, for me, I think I'm really interested to see how this offense continues to develop. I think the run game is going to be something to really follow here over the next several weeks, just kind of, you know, Wilson also did another story on this. Is you're going to see a lot more outside zone, outside power, and you know, counters and stuff like that. They're even going to put Nuss behind center sometimes just to kind of switch up looks. I think all that stuff is great, and how you got to have to be versatile with the running game this year when you don't have a one-man offense like Jaden Daniels.
And a lot that's going to help, and we saw just a little bit out of it, is a veteran offensive line. You mentioned DJ Chester, kind of the guy that people expect to take the step forward there at center. But when you're bookended by those two tackles, veteran guys in the guard position, it's one of the best returning groups in the country, and you feel comfortable with a new OC, some new faces in the backfield, and a new quarterback, relatively, who's doing this for the first time when you have that group up front.
I mean, you've got four draft picks next year in this group. I mean, Miles Frazier, Garrett Dellinger, Emory Jones, and Will Campbell, I think, are all going to be NFL draft picks and, you know, play for a long time at the next level. I mean, they're really, really good players, and that's just a great spot to be in if you're Nuss and if you're this offense. And I think the one area you want to see this group continue to evolve a little bit is in the run game, and just kind of opening up some running lanes for these backs. And, you know, it's a two-way street, of course. You know, the running back's got to hit the holes hard. But, I think that's a really good kind of, you know, place to be if you got four or five starting returners. And then, obviously, a guy like DJ Chester, very highly touted last year, had a couple moments there where he got his feet wet. But you're really hoping takes that next step this year. But for me, I'm more curious about the other side, the interior defensive line.
Yeah.
You were over there. Saw a little bit of Sean Washington and Kimo Macignoli working together. What were your impressions of the interior D-line guys, the four or five that they have out there?
it's not a deep group. We'll start there. You know, the biggest thing that Bo Davis was working with was hand placement today. That was something they were really trying to utilize, because you have some guys that have the body type to be forces in the SEC. I think one of the biggest things, and he was working with Sean Washington on this, is, look, this is a guy, and this is no disrespect, that comes from the JUCO ranks. You're going to learn very quickly whether he has what it takes to play in the SEC. That is quite the jump. And one of those things is it's a guy that could rely on his athleticism, rely on his strength, And look, Glenn, we knew him coming out of high school, he was good enough to play this level. Obviously, LSU committed one time, then signs with Georgia, so he has the, you know, the God-given talent to be able to do it. But then you kind of turn around and you see, okay, now 2-3 years later, maybe some of the pad level is a little bit too high. So that's something that he was really working on, hand placement and pad level, because, like you mentioned, it's not a lot of faces right there. And I've been very kind of vocal about this on our message boards, and I think you have as well, of if you don't get what you want in terms of an evaluation this spring, you really got to hit that next portal group hard. So Bo Davis was very aggressive, you know, a couple of times, and this is fine to say, a couple of times slamming his hands down on both sides of the shoulder pads saying you got to stay down.
Yeah.
Because, look, you know this. You're going to face – this year's schedule is not easy even out of conference with two former Pac-12, now Big Ten teams you're going to have on that schedule. You're going to have some guys that can play a decent amount of snaps, and don't let the fatigue get to them. And you could tell they were working that pretty early here.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Glenn West, my name's Bryce Coon.
Nothing to add there.
That's it. Post-spring practice, opening practice, whatever you want to call it, report. We'll have these each and every single media availability. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you check out the website. We're going to have some practice highlights. We're going to have some practice notes between Glenn and I. And this is officially crossover season. Spring football, basketball season wrapping up, and then obviously baseball as well. Glenn West, Bryce Coon. We'll catch you next time here on the Go 24/7 YouTube channel.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.